Michael Ratner, we've had a high-profile prisoner exchange involving inmates at Guantanamo Bay. What do you think of this?
Well, I think getting rid of everybody at Guantanamo Bay is what we're trying to do. So the fact they got rid of, or let five out, is very, very important and very significant. It's going to be covered in the papers for the next months and months because it was done in an interesting way, and it's the only aspect I'll cover right now in this update. President Obama went contrary to the congressional law that said he had to give Congress 30-day notice before he transferred people out of Guantanamo. What he did here, he transferred five Guantanamo inmates, detainees, who were in the Taliban, perhaps leaders of sorts of the Taliban, or at least very involved with the Taliban, clearly Taliban. It was the demand of the Taliban. And he did it in exchange for an American prisoner who was being held in Afghanistan, presumably by the Taliban. What caused the controversy is normally you have to give 30 days notice to Congress before making a transfer, and then Congress can do its own mucking around here. Now, even though this transfer has been in discussions for a number of months, in fact, years, Obama did it in one day. He said, I'm doing the transfer. Here's the notice. They're gone. They're on the plane. They're in Qatar, I think, for a year under certain kind of restrictions.
Why do you think he did this?
Well, I think
seems
if there was
kind of stealth move in a way.
Well, I think had he done it otherwise, had he given the 30-day notice, Congress would have passed 50 zillion laws, Democrats, Republicans, the whole bunch of those louts would have been in here trying to stop these people leaving Guantanamo. So he did it, I think, for that reason. But what really gets me as a person who represents Guantanamo detainees, my office does, there's 100 and almost 50 people still left there, 149. Over half have been cleared for release, 88, is Obama's speeches. Every time he speaks about Guantanamo, he says, I can't make the transfers because Congress has restricted me from making the transfers. He repeats that. It's not my fault, Obama. I want to close it. Congress has the National Defense Authorization Act, which has a couple of pages in it on restrictions on transfers from Guantanamo. Now, Obama did, when he approved that law, the NDAA, which is the big funding law for the military, he did include a signing statement, something, of course, he'd condemned Bush for years ago, and they don't have any real legal efficacy. But he said, look, I think parts of these laws, particularly the part about the transfers on Guantanamo, entrench on my executive powers, because it's basically my executive power to run foreign policy, run wars, whatever else. So he did say that. Then he goes ahead and, with the Taliban, gives one-day notice, gets him out of there, the five guys. So I say to him, this is all BS. All his excuses that he's made for the last 4 or 5 years, Congress has put restrictions on, are just lies to the American people to let him off the hook. Tomorrow, he could transfer everybody out of there, Congress or no Congress.
Right.
Think about it. Here's five Taliban who I don't actually know how dangerous they were or not. I have no idea. But certainly in the public perception, these are Taliban. Most of the people at Guantanamo were never Taliban. They're like just like people who were picked up, 88 cleared. Why doesn't he just say, oh, I'll transfer them tomorrow. I don't care about Congress at all. But in fact, he hasn't done it. So what this proves to me is when Obama wants to do something, probably for the reason they're beginning to negotiate with the Taliban, as they quote, and I put quotes around it, as they claim to be leaving Afghanistan, of course, 2 years from now, and even then, who knows? So I don't believe any of that. But this is about trying to negotiate with the Taliban.
What's interesting is that the American GI that got his freedom from this exchange, he'd been held by the Taliban for 5 years. The right-wing war hawks in Congress are saying this man was a deserter. He walked off his post. He opposed the war in Afghanistan, and he just laid down his gun and drifted away, was picked up by the Taliban, and they put him in prison for 5 years. And they're making a big deal about Obama freeing such a person.
They're claiming that the people who went searching for him, because the theory of our U.S. Army or military is never leave a soldier behind, whatever that means, they leave plenty of dead people behind on all sides of the war. But they claim that half a dozen people were killed looking for this guy. Now, that's apparently an urban myth that the Times and other papers have sort of destroyed, but it's being carried as fact by even stations like CNN. So they're going after the soldier, they're going after the Taliban, they're going after Obama, and Obama's actually having a reaction. What happened, the original stories were, well, you know, I did sign a signing statement and all this that came out, and they justified it. Now they're actually, they apologized to both the Democrats and the Republicans. When I say they, Obama administration has now apologized for violating the law. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's outrageous. But what's outrageous
Wait,
is we're
apologize
still...
for violating the law by and, doing this?
Yes.
Oh. He called up Nancy Pelosi and right. he apologized.
Right. They apologized.
And what? And can you just explain, he said he... put what in a signing statement?
He put in the signing statement when he signed the NDAA, which does have restrictions on transfers from Guantanamo to other countries and to the U.S. He said he put in a signing statement, I think these restrictions may in an unauthorized way intrude on my executive powers.
Right.
And of course, that's true.
Yes.
So this, so he, his original excuse on the Taliban transfer was essentially that. Then there was such an firestorm in Congress. The president just violated a law, according to Congress, and now the president has backtracked and apologized, both to Democrats and Republicans. Yet, as we talk, of course, over 100 or almost 150 people remain in Guantanamo, 88 of them cleared, 12 years, and Obama is dithering around, but it just shows when he wants to get people out of Guantanamo, he can do it with a flick of his finger.